Good morning. It's 6:53 a.m. on November 19th, 2013, here in the Pacific Northwest of North America, planet Terra, in the solar system that we don't got a name for. We don't call it Fred. We don't call it Barney. We don't know what it is. But, of course, you only name things when you're outside them, you know, just like the most fleas can't name the dog they're riding. Anyway, today's Wujo is going to try and be quick. I'm going to try and keep it under a half an hour. I've got a lot of crap to do, and there's just all sorts of things going on, but we needed to have a quick little touch base here. I've got an interview on December 5th with Mel Fabregas, Veritas. Should be real interesting. It's a anniversary season for him, so check out veritas.com. And Mel is a real good interviewer, so we ought to get into some decent stuff there. Also, I'm interviewing with Heinrich the Human. Sorry about that, guys. I couldn't resist. At Red Eyes Creations on the 22nd, on Friday. I'm not sure when they're going to release that. We'll have to check their site and see them when they release. But so we'll be talking on Friday here. I'm going to try and today's Tuesday. I'm going to try and get in and chat with Sean David Morton on his Strange Universe show today. It'd be 3:30 or so. He's got to get through his regular stuff. I've got to get food. What's going to really be a determining issue is the weather and how backbreaking the work is here this morning. If I'm really caved in, then I'm gonna wimp out and come in and sit down and call Sean for sure, simply because of the BTC stuff too. So anyway, so there's that. I've got a lot of requests for some discussions on the health benefits of herbs and you know, mushrooms, Ayurvedic, traditional Chinese medicine kind of thing, and we'll go into that in a separate Wujo sometime here in the future. Now, so let's get to the main heart of the subject here, which is Bitcoin. A lot of people are getting all whipped up by the Bitcoin volatility. This is nothing. To lose 20 or 30% in a day, I think, will become pretty much one of the hallmarks of Bitcoin trading and free trading of anything, really, in a free market in a global environment. Now, it doesn't particularly concern me. It's only an issue on those particular minutes, that minute you actually are going to sell the stuff, as to what the price is in your currency. It is really, really, really illustrative to go to the fiat leak and watch it occur in real time. Why is this? Well, because you get a sense of the momentum, the flow of it all. And fiat leak, I have a link on the on my site. If you go all the way down to that little section on the right-hand side in a full computer screen, but if you go all the way down there in the little area with Bitcoin and the Bitcoin graph, you'll see a link to fiat leak, and you can watch the flow of currencies into Bitcoin in real time. Bitcoin's cool. You're going to have to understand that it's not your father's market, or your market in any damn thing anymore once we cross certain lines and we've made that transition as a planet. It is necessary in a hyper-controlled world. Universe will always provide the breakout, the, you know, chaos always wins, chaos always rules. They can have order ebb chaos all the fuck that they want, but it ain't going to happen. All it is a little enclave, a cul-de-sac of their order in the larger universe of chaos. So chaos always will intrude. Therefore, because the powers that be ratcheted down the whole damn planet in a financial sense, over these past 20 plus years, 30 plus years, with all their markets, the control of all of them, explicitly because of that, Bitcoin was thrust into our lives. Cryptocurrencies were thrust into our lives because they bust us out of that pattern. And it is necessary that we bust out of that in order for there to be growth. And this is one of the natures of the expression of duality. You have these fucktards over there trying to control everything. The more they ratchet it down, the tighter the oppression they build. And as Che noted in his manifesto in Revolution, ain't nothing like oppression to get a guy off his ass to start fighting back. Well, here we've got a situation where Universe was seeing us oppressed, in a sense, by the ratcheting down of the financial system and the narrowing of control at the same time that we have a burgeoning population of awake and aware individuals. And so something had to give. And what gave was the intrusion of a new idea, the idea being the cryptocurrencies. So now here's the thing. This is not a plant like marijuana. It's not a chunk of metal like gold. It is not a physical thing. It is an idea. They can't stop the idea. It's already out there. It's working. It's running. It's too late. The powers that be have lost the currency wars. All of their machinations, all of their plots and devious theater are just really going to end up being a bad play because it's too late. They're way behind the curve on this. They don't understand the nature in which the materium in which we actually exist. And so they were not eyes wide open seeing the reality around them. There are some of us that do. This is why I've been shouting at everybody that, you know, had 5 cents to $20 to buy bitcoins. It's a once in a lifetime, many lifetimes opportunity. And it, beyond that, it's going to exist whether we, profit from it or not. So that's basically where it's at. Bitcoin is, as I like to say, a free people need a free currency. And I'm a free person. I'm a self organizing, self-actualizing human. I accept no claim of authority over my being. Any such claims need to be proven. So you got to show up here with something more than your blabber. But in any event, a free people need a free currency. And Bitcoin is a free currency. We know it's a free currency by the huge swings in its trading. And imagine what that trading swing is going to be like when Bitcoin is worth, say, $50,000 and loses $10,000 or $12,000 in a day. So this is why I want everybody that listens to this to take at least a few minutes and go and look at Fiat Leak off that link, because it gives you an idea of the flow of it. But there's also a couple of other key elements in there. If you'll look down at the very bottom of that display, it shows basically a map, and it shows these little cute Bitcoin symbols going floating off the bottom into the various countries in a crude approximation. It's not like it lands on your city when you buy one. But hey, got to give the guy credit. It's a good effort. It's really cool. And it provides some really interesting information beyond the graphics. And the really interesting information is the current trade in various different currencies. So you'll see all the way over at the left, you'll see the US dollar. And more towards the right part of the screen in the display, you'll see the CNY, which is the Chinese yuan, national currency, aka the renminbi. That's the key one to watch, guys. You don't care about the dollar. You don't care about the euro, you don't care about the Japanese yen. What you care about is what the Chinese are doing. The Chinese will dominate Bitcoin simply because there are so many of them, and they will get there before the Indians do. The Indians have a chance, or had a chance. They don't have the accumulated wealth, and that's another issue. They do it at the they don't have an accumulated wealth in India at the lower levels of the population the way that they do in China. They do have an accumulation of wealth in India, but it's like here, it's been aggregated and restricted into a small number of hands who will not be moving into Bitcoin. So China is going to dominate the Bitcoin environment for I don't know how many years, decades and decades and decades likely. In any event, though, at this early stage, we don't care what it is in dollars because we're not in control of it here. We don't care what it is in euros. The EU is not in control of it in terms of mass of population or anything. At the moment, we're seeing some level of profit taking from the dollar side as people who have bitcoins are selling them and taking dollars in exchange. So that is accounting for some of the level of volatility, and that's simply because the price escalation was so rapid that many people who happen to have some of these critters are taking advantage of that and responding to their individual needs or else the pressure that greed drives when you see these large flashy numbers. Even at the much risen prices that we have for bitcoins as of the 18th and 19th of this month, we are still in Bitcoin infancy. We don't even have a... I think we've crossed out of the visionaries into the early adopters. And that's... Maybe we're just in the very bitter bleeding edge of the early adopters. So we have a long way to go before Bitcoin penetrates the mainstream. Years and years and years. So this is going to be an unusual kind of a financial or fiscal adventure. It's a strange time for things. The price on Bitcoin, in my opinion, and I'm no financial advisor, I don't know squat about finance, never done anything worth shit in finance, always been wrong about finance, never know what time to do anything in finance, and I'm no person to listen to when getting any kind of advice about your personal financial condition whatsoever. As I say, you know, mainly I'm a doofus. I don't know anything about any of the issues that way. However, my personal opinion is that, you know, Bitcoin's going to go multiple thousands of U.S. dollars in a relatively short period of time. And this is due to certain demographic effects. But like I was saying, it's not the U.S. dollars that's driving it. It's the Chinese. And that's going to be even more powerful. And so... I think it is truly everything that the powers that be in the Western world fear. I think it's going to kick their butts. I think it's going to add some interesting times to the whole issue of money and currency and so on. I think we're in the process of, as a species, we're in the process of redefining money. I think we're in the process of transitioning to a Zionist bankering free world. I think that transition is going to be ugly. I think that transition is going to take a long time. It's not going to happen quickly. Ugly takes a long time. And in that process, I think Bitcoin is going to continue to rise relative to every one of these fiat currencies issued by all of these nutjob central banksters and all of their ilk. Now, Bitcoin relative to gold or silver? Well, there's how it's all going to work. See, in a global world, gold and silver are sort of useless. Rather, their use is extremely limited. It's only viable to the point that you can exchange it. Bearing in mind that when gold and silver really escalate in terms of dollars and other currencies, at that time we will see the breakdown of the exchanges for gold and silver, which are already controlled. You know, they're already not even a casino. They're blatantly under the control of the powers that be for their own ends and against anybody who participates in them. So it's kind of another expression of duality. At the time that silver rises very precipitously in terms of U.S. dollars, you won't be able to sell it. There won't be a paper market for silver. You will be, as our data has always suggested, caught out if you expect to be able to make riches off of paper silver in some kind of a global international market. It isn't going to happen, because what's going to be occurring at that time is the generalized breakdown of the currencies in this race to the bottom effect. And that will also break down a lot of the infrastructure that those currencies support and also depend upon. And so that's where we'll end up. And we'll get to the world where, sure, you got a pile of silver you're sitting on. And it will be as good as you can in terms of its effective trading ability. It will be able to be used as far as you can carry it, because you won't be able to trade it to cross state boundaries if you don't live right on that state border. Whatever the state happens to be, or country. Under those circumstances, Bitcoin becomes very valuable because you can do cross-border settlement with Bitcoin and then exchange Bitcoin in your local area for gold and silver or whatever, or sell gold and silver for Bitcoin to do the transactions. And Bitcoin then will function in its dual capacity as both a storehouse of value and, the more amazing part, an interest-free, taxation-free ability to do transactions with other humans. And this is really cool because free people need a free currency. And we don't like these fucktard central banksters that add nothing to the planet out there ripping us off just because we want to do business with each other. And by the way, they're bleeding the planet to the point where, like a tick, they're concentrating everything into the body of the tick and killing the host. And that's where we're at now. And that's why Bitcoin exists, because universe will provide. And the Materium has given us the Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies to free ourselves. It's up to us to do it, but there's the tool. And in redefining money, we redefine our relationships with each other. And we redefine our relationships such that we define the Zionist control fucktard freaks right out of our lives. Self-actualizing individuals, we can chop them off at the knees by removing our currency, or removing our wealth from their currency, and then they're just left holding all of these pieces of paper. Now, one other thing here. I had been discussing why that China was driving the price of Bitcoin as the Chinese get into it. And we'll note that there have been some very blatant, supportive comments and actions taken by the Chinese central authorities in relation to Bitcoin. And a lot of people are somewhat confused by this. Aren't the Chinese central authorities very much like our Western central authorities in terms of being afraid of competition to their currency and so forth? And there is a certain amount of justification for that question. However, China's in an interesting position, and if you go in, if you have Chinese contacts and you can get in and read in some of the deep thinking about the Chinese role on the planet, there is a, let's call them a cohort of individuals within the Chinese planning authorities, their Politburo and their central banking planning authorities, that doesn't want China, doesn't want the yuan or renminbi to be the global reserve currency for a couple of real solid reasons. There's responsibilities that go with that in a way that threaten the stability of the Chinese state, and from the Chinese viewpoint raises the level of risk for mistakes, mismovements, slight deviations that cause catastrophe. And they're actually discussing this in an anti-fragile black swan kind of a way in some of their internal writings there about the future of China as a world leader. You'll see a lot of this in, you see brushes of it in even some of the recent stuff about China and the Arctic and their issue of Arctic exploration, exploitation, and its impact relative to the currencies and the flow of minerals and so on, and China's role in all of this. One of the things that is leaking out is that there's a couple of significant reasons, as I say, that the Chinese don't want their currency to be the global world reserve currency. And it may be that they're seeing Bitcoin as that potential, as the way in which the planet holds its reserve wealth and provides a taxation, intrusion-free transaction space for the planet to exist. Now, bear in mind, the Chinese do not like the powers that be. They think of it as the American Empire, which, of course, that's the way it looks from the outside. But for a lot of us Americans, we're as much a slave and as colonized as anybody else. So we don't see it this way. You know, it's, our government disappeared a long time ago, anything we gave allegiance to, and it's been replaced by this corporatocracy, this kleptocracy, this cockocracy of incompetent blackmailed pedophiles and other sexual deviants that have no brains, and they're under the control of a very small number of individuals that are really outside our government, and they're pulling the strings and making all of this shit happen. And all that's coming unwound now at a level that they hadn't prepared for. they're prepared for people to do battle in the streets, and they will win. They have all the money. They have all of the guns, the ammo, and so on. In the United States, it's going to be United States of America, North America. It would be a different kind of a situation because we're so heavily armed that if there is a battle in the street, there's a superiority of weapons which has a slight advantage temporarily. But under the circumstances here, it wouldn't go the way the powers that be would want it to. And it was would cause all kinds of problems. I don't believe that's actually going to come down to a shooting war. I think that the universe and materium, the universe, by the way, by definition is, the one we use here, is Buckminster Fuller's definition, which is the universe equals the sum total of all human experience, for all time. The materium is the space that you and I are in at the moment, which provides us the ability for our minds to contact, to see the illusionary nature of the material world, and to deal with the vibrations of communication and event and challenge. And so the materium at the moment is going through a transitional period for us in this particular solar system that I think, from my viewpoint, will lead us away from planetary war after we go through we're going to go through a planetary war, but I don't believe it'll be World War III. I don't believe it'll be a massive shooting war the way that the powers that be want, in which lots of humans are killed off. I suspect that there will be a lot of death involved because there will be violent episodes. Just the nature of time and humanity. However, it's my thinking that we've been provided with some really cool tools here to forestall the mass shooting war, and one of these tools is Bitcoin. And because it offers a true revolutionary nature at a fundamental level. It is as though we'd all of us awake and aware individuals had decided to opt out of the controlled society and speak an entirely different language with an entirely different alphabet, and all of a sudden we were in the process of developing and transitioning our entire civilization over to this new alphabet. And if you were one of the powers that be, well, we're just not going to teach you our alphabet nor our language, and you can go off and, you know, and speak your words the way you wish, and we're just not going to pay any attention to you, and you can't communicate with us. This sort of a kind of a weird effect. Bitcoin, in a sense, is like that. Now, true, the powers that be have some of the bitcoins. They've stolen a bunch. They've, you know, seized some at various different levels as they've gone around. However, they don't control Bitcoin. There's not a company there. There's not a there. Bitcoin is truly distributed. So in this sense, they are as powerful or powerless as any other single Bitcoin owner, even though they may have stolen hundreds of millions of them. They can't control the price beyond certain levels. There's extreme limits to what they can do within the Bitcoin environment to give themselves any kind of an edge or to compete and that sort of a thing. So in this sense, Bitcoin offers a truly unique foray into a new relationship between the members of humanity. And I think to a certain extent, this is why a lot of people have freaked out about Bitcoin itself as a product, if you will, or a space. Bitcoin is a technical currency for a technical age. A lot of people aren't technically oriented. They'll have difficulty with it. They really need to learn at least enough to make Bitcoin useful in their lives. So you don't have to understand it. Once it gets to a certain level, you can trust it as much as you can trust, in fact, more than you can trust any currency from any country, because they're all being debased. Bitcoin can't be debased. It can only grow to a certain point, and that's it. So it's not a Ponzi scheme. People getting in now are not funding and paying for people getting out. It's not a pyramid scheme. It's none of the things that you'll hear that way. So it's worth investigating to learn for yourself. And obviously, some people are indeed going to, you know, profit from it in the sense that they had a bunch of bitcoins they got when they were a penny each. And now they're over $600. And if they choose to sell some, they would get some relative value out of that, price rise if they were within the dollar sphere. It's relative because of everything else that's going on as well, you know, the debasement of the currency and so on and so on. But still, yes, they will profit to some extent. I'm not one of them. I'm not going to be a Bitcoin millionaire unless Bitcoins themselves go to $1 million. So it's just that way. I don't have a bunch. We've given away quite a few way back in the 2010 to get people excited, or was it 2011? Get people excited about them and set up. I gave some to some people that needed some assistance, and I didn't have the cash, but I did have a few Bitcoins, and that helped them out. So, in any event, though, the point being that Bitcoin itself, even though I profit by saying, "Hey, go out and buy a Bitcoin," because it makes my Bitcoin go up in value slightly. Anybody listening to my English discussion here won't be part of that demographic that's going to influence Bitcoin from this point forward. And you only have to go and look at the fiat leak to see that. It's the Chinese guys. And right now we're looking at Chinese value at 5195.55 CNY to the Bitcoin. Yesterday when I checked, it was about 4,000. The US dollar is now 565. It fluctuates based on prices going on there. But the Chinese are acquiring. Just like with gold, the Chinese are buying Bitcoin and getting the Bitcoins into their country. I suspect the Chinese will buy Bitcoin and use Bitcoin for their own purposes at a societal and governmental level. And that those countries like the U.S. that are saying, "Oh, let's regulate Bitcoin, Bitcoin bad, you know, fire bad, Bitcoin scary," these guys are going to be fucked. They just don't get it. It's a new age. I'm not saying this time is different. I'm saying this is the evolution. Pay attention.